start the meeting? Thank you.
Yeah, all right, so thank you, council. We're gonna finish up our conversation, just to recap where we came from, is about our pumps facility and joint powers agreement with Maple Grove Police Department and five other cities. We are at, the Maple Grove facility is essentially, needs to be rehabbed to keep up both with the dilapidated building, but also keep up with the demands of what our animal capture rate, or the animals that we're trying to bring into the facility. We are on the hook based on need on the GPA, about 44%, not about, it is 44%. One thing that has changed on that is we have learned that the city of Champlin has bowed out. They are no longer part of the GPA, they're getting out, which means our 44% just went up, because whatever percent Champlin is, you know.
They're a smaller percentage, but it'll still be a shared cost. I don't remember what theirs is.
Whatever Champlin has, we own 44% of that liability now. So the $3.2 million of our investment in the facility for the new facility has gone up. And we can easily figure that out by just looking at what Champlin's part is and then taking on that 44%. We extended our deadline by 1 month, so we have till somewhere around July 25th. I think we left us tonight and one more Monday to be able to discuss this, and we got to call a ball what we are going to do with either going into that facility, back into that consortium, or make our own facility, which is likely to include any version to include the city of Brooklyn Center as a paying customer to help us offset our cost. I think that is, there are no guarantees, but it's pretty close. Like, the city manager and the police chief are continuously calling us, begging to get out of Maple Grove and commit to anything that we do. Most of what we built has been mindful of being able to take on big Brooklyn Center and use them as a paid customer. I would have a strong stance on, I would not want to get in a long-term JPA. It would be more like a one-year agreement that they would renew each year. I don't want to get in a position where they have any ownership of it, or quite honestly, any say. They would just be a renting customer. Mm-hmm. With that, we did do the what council had asked, which is more research on potential options. And with that, I'll turn it over to Inspector Tony Wendbeck.
So the first option is, I think what Councilmember Erickson probably had proposed was that new central fire station and adding back in the $10 million thing that you guys had asked them to remove. And in doing that, that would be on the southern portion of the building. So 6,000 square feet is the estimate of that, just solely due to the fact that you would have to have the employee space built back into this, just because it will be go attached to the building as separate entity of the fire department. And so with that, we actually worked with the architect that is doing the work for that central fire station. And the estimated cost of adding that on that 6,000 square foot area is between 5.8 to 6.9 million. Some of the pros and cons that she did bring up with me just in that build or that addition on, what that extra bay actually was anticipated to be is somewhere around 2,000 square feet. So increasing it to 6,000 square feet was actually pushing that whole building further south, which eats into the pickle lot. So they won't have as much parking there. The other thing that she had talked about too is the way that they had set up for the return of fire trucks back into the bays was actually coming through that south area. That was going to be the safest route for them. And now we would be bringing in the factor of not only law enforcement being present, like our cadets or Brooklyn Center staff, but then also the public would be on foot in the area if they're picking up their animals too. So where the fire trucks are pulling back in, they're going to be concerned about public safety of the public walking through there. I can't think of anything else that was there weren't a ton of pros other than just this was already a building that was going to be coming in. But this is going to slow down the build of that building too if we had to add that in. So next, we actually pulled two options for the North Precinct for the police department. The first option was, if you were looking at the police department for 85th, it's actually taking that southern area. So like where our training room is on the south end, And where that public entrance is over there is actually adding on a space there. Now we would be looking at probably about 4,000 square feet approximately, just due to the fact that there would be access to our staff area in the building. So we wouldn't need to have that approximately 2,000 square feet for staff space for, you know, break rooms or restrooms or any of that kind of stuff. And the way that this also was proposed was adding some parking, because that is something that we are challenged with right now is staff parking at the police department, both to the north and to the south, but especially that southern parking lot, especially if we're using the training room for an outside training or any events. We don't have a lot of parking in that area. So this would also be an addition onto the parking, as well as adding a level of kind of like customer parking for those that are picking up their animals. So ultimately, they would come to the main entrance into the front counter, they would pick up their animals there, and then they would drive around to this entrance of the building to be able to pick up their animals, so we're not walking it outside or walking it through the building as well. The estimated cost of, we'll call this option one to the North Precinct, is $5.2 to $6.3 million. Option two, I'll go into the pros and cons about both of those options too, just so we can talk through those at the after I get through option two. Option two is a concept of the north end of the North Precinct. So if you can imagine where that garage is, where the squad garage is on the north end of the building, it would be adding on to that. The way that that would, again, that would be about 4,000 square feet, give or take a little bit, just kind of poked onto that north end and further east onto the building. From there, again, the staff would have access into the building so that we don't have to worry about that extra staff space in there. The things that we had to talk through, again, is adding some parking spaces, because we would be removing some, but also we need to, again, add to our parking spaces. But then it's the secure, how do we secure those parking spaces? Because right now it's all staff parking and it's a fenced-in area. So it's just finding a way, probably through the City Hall driveway that's on the far west side of City Hall parking lot, and actually making a visitor parking space in there and a driveway space access for customers ultimately to come pick up their animals there as well. And the cost estimate of this is the lowest of all of them, is $4.9 to $5.9 million. So when we're looking at pros and cons of the options of North Precinct, there's a little bit of difference between some of them, but overall lower cost just because we don't have as big of a footprint. It's connected to the police department. Again, that staff area is in there, so we don't have to spend as much on these two options. The other part of it, too, is with the reconfiguration of both of these, we need to add that staff parking, so that would be something that would be a pro, that we would be able to work through that process as well, is adding the parking that our staff is in need of right now. In option number one, two, there's already a public entrance right there, so we don't have to worry about any of that reconfiguration of some of those parking areas. And so it's also an easier access route if you're considering to the paying for fees and getting the release and then just driving around versus going around to that north end. So that option one is just a little bit easier that way. Some of the cons, again, some of the cost is coming into that staff parking, but the reconfiguration of those. On option one, the way that one works is actually all the utilities that come into the building are coming in on that west side of the building. So there's going to be a little bit of cost just with some of that reconfiguration of those utilities there. And then option two, that's also where I was saying we would have to reconfigure that access point for the public into that secure area, which is normally there. So what you would see normally on the east side of our building as you enter into, this is now going to be like that parking area. We have an eastern lot and a northern lot that are connected together currently. We would have to disconnect those with this option two if there's that public entrance space. There wouldn't be an easy flow between those two parking spaces that we have for staff, which I don't think is that big of a deal because we do have an entrance into the building from all of those locations too.
Does it affect the jail?
It shouldn't affect the jail though. Yeah, because it'll still be north of that eastern garage door going into the garage.
Okay. And do the cost estimates include the parking, additional parking?
Yes.
Because you were pretty quick when you were going through the...
Yep, everything includes all the parking costs too. Because that was something that architect and I talked about thoroughly, so she knew that was something that we did need, no matter what we were looking at that way. We talked about Village Creek, as you all remember too, from that previous one. And the architect looked at this too, just to make sure that those numbers were comparable to what they expected as well. So they said the same thing, that it would probably be an addition of around 2,000 square feet seems appropriate. And that estimated cost of 5.2 to 6 million is appropriate based upon what was needed at that location as well. The only other thing that we were able to finally get to was some numbers. Remember, we had talked about we would need to move some staff to the North Precinct, so the addition of some cubicles in that space was an addition of $30,000 approximately to be able to move some staff back up to the North Precinct.
Excuse me.
So again, that was the one that we had talked about. It's a city-owned property. It's easy access, especially Brooklyn Center is working with us too. Easy access for them, easy access for us, easy access, you know, center of the city for all the public that are coming to pick up their animals as well. Some of the cons is just the relocation of some of our staff. You know, it is just getting North Precinct kind of bursting at the seams again. And then we're going to be reducing some of the functionality, though we will still have a front counter. Staff will still have opportunities for police officers to be within that building doing reporting, stuff like that. It is limiting some of that functionality that's currently there as well. Another option that was posed was operations and maintenance. So currently, on that southeast corner of the O&M property, there is kind of this large metal pole shed, that in that location, there's also a driveway that comes out onto 83rd Avenue. So the current pole shed is something that could be demolished. All it's being used for right now is storage of equipment. And then what a consideration could be is rebuilding the structure for O&M, but also adding on a POPS facility to it. Again, this is just a reconfigure probably of some of the fencing, so there would be a public access point into the area off of 83rd with some parking without it impacting the rest of the security, site security at O&M. The estimate of the pups facility or the animal facility within that property is approximately 5.6 to 6.8 million. That does not include what the building would have to be for O&M, what the addition would be for that as well, but just for the animal control facility aspect. Again, this would offer some opportunity too for O&M to have a newer building for their storage that they have on site. It's city space, it's already city owned property too. Ultimately though, it's just going to be changing some of that footprint in that space to be able to make sure that the public has access. So, as the chief said, all of the JPAs are due back with a decision by July 25th. So we are open to any questions, or I can also go back on slides if there's information. Anyway, I know I moved through that because it's
good old days.
Any questions?
Sorry, Mayor.
No, it's late.
Councilmember Shelley.
So I think last time we met, Chief, you were mentioning that you preferred the North Precinct over Village Creek. Does that still remain true as well, too? Is it more convenient?
I think either police building, right, to be honest with you, is the most convenient, where we already have staff, where people already come to trying to claim their dogs anyway. Until somewhat recently, you had to pay for your dog at the police department and then drive over to Maple Grove to get your dog. So from a customer service standpoint, just coming to the police department to get your dog is where people go anyway. So the functional perspective of it just made more sense in one of our buildings. I think if I had to pick between the two, I think the north building makes more sense. We have more resources there all the time.
Okay, then I changed my answer. I go for north too now.
You go for which one?
North. That's all it took for me. I'm ready to go home.
Could you go back to the north pros and cons?
Yeah. So you'll notice in there I have some of the separation between option one and option two with those pros and cons, but it's all full tapering.
And quite honestly, parking is a real issue, so we are correcting a pretty big problem. Like, we don't have the parking available, and it's a common complaint. Greg hears it all the time from our person who manages the facility building, and it's complex. It's expensive to build parking, but when we have to build it anyway to reconfigure this, it's quite honestly fixing two problems.
And yeah, I did mention this is one of the cheaper options, correct?
Yeah, option two is the cheapest of all of the options. So when you actually look at the comparison, you're looking at a 4.9 to 5.9 range on option two, and that's the one where it's on the north end of the building. Mm-hmm. Option one is the 5.2 to 6.3, and that's the one that would be on the south end of the building, closer to 85th.
Is option one, like, drastically better than option two?
I think they're probably pretty similar, other than maybe just some customer flow, just a little bit easier in option one, because if you are coming to the front counter, taking care of all your fees and getting your release, and then just you're just rounding a corner with your vehicle to go grab your animal, that would be the only thing, is you don't have to worry about driving out of the lot, driving around the building, and coming onto that north end to get to that public access point.
Can I see the site plan again?
I'm sorry.
Can I see the site plan again?
Yes, absolutely. Which one did you want to see first?
Doesn't matter.
Right here, option one. So again, this is, so as you're looking at it, 85th is down here. This is 85th Avenue, so City Hall would be over on this side. You know, coming in, this is the main entrance, front door. This is where we already have some staff parking, but we would actually be expanding it down into the blue area. The shelter addition is ultimately like where our training room is right now. You can picture that, but it's now moving that whole area down a little bit further south. So there's a grassy area, and then there's the driveway and current parking. This is our current parking that's happening right here. So we'd be adding in some more parking for visitors, like coming to the training room, and then staff parking down on the southern end. So it would just make it, we would be able to, somebody comes in and pays, and they're able just to round the corner here and pick up their animal at that animal facility. When you look at option two, so same concept, City Hall is over here, and this is actually like City Hall parking lot area where we drive into, hit like our garage area. We have an eastern door on the garage on this side. So right now, the traffic flow is you can actually come from this staff parking lot into this staff parking lot. And this is where the cutoff would be now, because there would have to be secure some fencing here so we could actually close off this point if we needed to at some point. And then the public would be able to come in through a driveway that we would have to attach to the City Hall parking lot. And we would be extending our staff parking just to the north of the building towards Edinburgh Terrace, because we're eating up a couple of spaces here, but then also extending. So we're adding in more parking like we had requested. And ultimately, the shelter area is just on the backside of our garage.
I know, Councilmember Page. Did you have your hand up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Councilmember Page, and then Councilmember Carr.
Thank you, Mayor. So just remind me again, what is our cost per year where we're at now going to, and what is the cost per year for this to be run? Let's say the option, what was the preference? Was one or two? What did you guys say? Who liked one? Did you like one better?
I think only one.
Oh, I just said like the North Precinct option. I like it.
Okay. I mean, I suppose, I don't know if it was, but what is, can you just so I just remember.
Sure, we're paying right around $90,000 a year, plus $7,000. We always just front like the first $7,000, and then on average we're paying about $90,000 on top of that. So it's round numbers, be really close to $100,000 operational cost. That's going up to $188,000 a year, plus that $7,000, so now you're creeping basically $200,000. So basically $100,000 a year now operation to $200,000 a year operational cost. This is a little complex. We don't know. We've never operated our own.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I'm not overly worried about it. It's basically temporary housing dogs, but there's some logistics that we need to figure out, like what we do with these dogs when they don't get cleaned. We got to build partnerships with like Mars and others, which Tony's already done, because we have to adopt these dogs out and figure that out. So there's a learning curve to be had. I do believe the timing's probably never better, because and maybe this is before you came on, but we used to have a pretty limited number of cadets, and I came to council about 18 months or 2 years ago and wanted to substantially increase. We increased our cadets 7 and allowing us to go up to 17 if need be. And we've never hadn't gotten 17. But one of the reasons we did that is because our cadet program has been so successful in providing police officers to our city. So the fact that we find these kids in our high schools, we put them as cadets, we grow them ourselves, we train them ourselves, we send them to school. But that entire time, they're out doing cadet things. What we probably do is keep that 17, actually go up to that number and use them to run through our cadets. But it also would really probably alleviate our feeder system of police officers, because we continue to feed them from our cadet program into our police officer position. The only thing we got to figure out is somebody's got to own this facility, right? Like, there's probably going to have to be one cadet position that's their main job, is to run this facility. And other cadets can shuttle dogs, feed dogs, clean kennels, do things like that. But my vision is somebody has to own this part of the facility to make sure that the rules are always followed, that people get things done when they're supposed to, and there's got to be accountability. I'll let you talk, because you probably spent more time thinking through this. But the answer is really don't know what the actual cost. And the other is, we're going to recoup some money from Brooklyn Center. Like, they clearly want out. This is going to be a much better model for them to use us, especially with their being so much closer for their community to come to us to get their dogs versus going to Maple Grove.
What do they pay right now?
Oh,
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that they're the next largest contributor. So we're at 40%. They're over 20% of the contribution too. So I know that they were edging in over $1 million that they were going to have to contribute to the building. So yeah, there's.
Do you have the capacity for more cities?
We'll have to see how this works, but we would have potential of that. Probably some of the smaller cities. We had already reached out to Champlin. They had already arranged something else. But
with the city of Anoka.
Awesome.
Yeah, potentially.
Which we're taking over.
All 5 other dogs here.
The only other thing, I guess the model I had in my head is that there would probably have to be somewhere around maybe 2 full-time employees, cadet basis. That would have to run this, maybe a part-time or a 2 based on what the need is. But the thing that I think we're also going to see is there's going to be some cost balance too with the amount, and this is something I can't give you numbers on, the amount of time our cadets spend driving to, the mileage, wear and tear on vehicles, all the stuff going to Maple Grove, the amount of time spent there versus being able to stay in our city and responding to our city. It's cutting down on some of that stuff, as well as I think there's probably going to be some revenue generation off of this that we just don't see in the Maple Grove aspect of it too, that we just have no understanding of.
The other thing that's intertwined in this conversation is to go more to a model, an animal control model, right? Right now, Aquinas, this is a little bit how we got in this position, where we had cats and dogs, and they weren't being followed up on as often, especially the dangerous dogs weren't getting followed up on certain days and checked on, which is part of what we should be doing. If your dog's been labeled dangerous, there should be accountability that you're getting the paperwork. Every year you're turning in your rabies shots, all the things that are listed in there. And we haven't, because we've really just had cadets doing this work periodically. I think this, to me, would change the model, and quite honestly, it would better serve our community, where we have more robust animal control services, like both these assigned cadets, or animal control officers. Maybe we retitle them, got to think through that a little bit. But that is what they do. Like, they manage animals in the city, like animal calls, and just have a much, again, more robust program around accountability around your animals, and then include running the facility.
I just had a quick logistical question. Where is the training center on that?
It's off the map, but it would be down here on this okay. portion down on that side. So you can't even see like the main entrance. Main entrance would be down here. So what, you know, somebody coming in to pay their fees, get the releases, they're down here.
Okay.
They're driving up and around to pick up their animal. That's the differences then.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
City Manager Strobel was going to say something a few back, so do you want to add to
that? Sure, yeah, and I'm really a pass-through from Director Brad Tolberg, who came up with a good point. So he's awake back there, just for reference.
He is now.
If you could go back to option one real quick, Tony.
Yep.
Where the orange visitor parking is, or red visitor parking, Brad was making the point that just across Lions Way, so right across where those trees are, yep, if we envision that there's going to be, at a gymnasium space at the CAC, there's going to be a lot of extra parking right there. So in terms of a potential cost saver, there could be space for parking right across that street.
Oh, is that where the addition's coming out, is that way?
Yeah, kind of down where that turnaround is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah. There'd be a big sea of parking there for overflow parking for, you know, when you do training sessions.
Mm-hmm. Like where the playground is.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that
sure,
area.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So potentially as a cost saver, obviously the staff parking would be needed, but parking to the west could be accommodated by that future parking, assuming that we're able to, one way or another, get the gymnasiums there. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being awake, Brad.
Yep.
Thank you, Mayor. I had a question for you two. Out of these two scenarios, what makes the most sense for the functionality of the space in relation to the current operations of
probably,
the station?
Probably this one.
Okay. I think we should probably try to do what makes the most sense for your station as it exists currently. I don't think we should do anything with O&M. I don't want to make them lose money. They're already whining about space too. Oh, they're coming next.
Yeah, they're coming for more than space.
Yeah, they are.
My only concern with this one, and I've talked with Tony and the chief, is there are, and hopefully everything is correct. There's a lot of unknowns with the utilities on that west side. The last time we tried to put a fence up, we didn't know.
You mean underground?
Yeah. Everything is everything underground. So the fiber that runs between here and Belize runs through that area. Gas, electric. There's hardly an inch of available.
Where I think in the back, there's none of that, right? It would be pretty clear sailing.
Pretty clear sailing. Maybe some irrigation, but that would be easily manipulated in the back.
And I think that's a part of why some of the expense is lower for that option, just because you don't have as much. Though the architect said, yes, I recognize it, it's not a huge concern.
Yeah. So. What was the big cost difference between option one and two? I don't remember being very high.
Option one is 5.2 to 6.3, and option two is 4.9 to 5.9.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking, I mean, a couple $100,000.
Okay. It's not excessive.
Yeah.
It should function in the best way for, I mean, get efficiencies out of doing it the right way, too. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought there was also costs to be incurred with Maple Grove wanting to rebuild, right? So if they created a new facility, we have to help pay for that?
No, we're out.
No.
We have the
if
right.
If we stayed, though.
Oh, if we stayed, yes.
That's
yes.
Because there's the operating costs and what we pay currently to them isn't crazy, but it's the funding Maple Grove's facility that's really the rub.
Right.
A big rub. Plus.
We would be giving them $3.2 million to rebuild their building.
Yeah.
And I would say plus, because we figured out that Champlain isn't going to be a part of it.
Oh, it is plus. Yeah. It's more than $3.2 million.
Yeah.
Three,
so we could spend the money there or here, and why would we not do it here?
And quite honestly, if Maple Grove, for whatever reason, the relationship eroded, they could say, Brooklyn Park, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've given them $3.2 million, and we're back here trying to build another building. I mean, there is an absolute risk. You know, the JPA gives us, like, some protection, but it's temporary protection.
Yeah.
They can't kick us out in that month, but there is a time period that they can make us exit.
Exactly. Well, I'm in favor of these two. It sounds like there's some work to be done first to make sure we can go and that the option one, if there's not utilities that are to be interfered with, but
right
keeping
here,
at the police station makes the most sense.
It was shared with her.
Those are utilities?
Yeah, the architect was made aware of the utilities. She did look at them. Maps, I worked with Greg. Greg had shared them over to her, so she did see, and that was a part of her figuring. As
okay.
Well,
got it.
Is the understanding with it.
So is there any consensus that people lean towards first, second?
I say North Station, and the operational decision should be PD's.
Yeah, I agree.
I appreciate that, because my gut would be the front, but I would really like to actually just think through that a little bit more as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Of what does this do, separating those two builds, the two parking lots in the back. I definitely would say the flow for our customers is better in the front, and then be mindful of that it's easier to pay here, walk out the door, and your dog's right there. But I just would like to spend a minute thinking through which one does functionally make the most sense. My gut is with Tony, and that is this option one makes the most sense. Especially if we didn't have to build that visitor's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Parking spaces, as we learned, are basically $1,000 per spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
it's 5,000.
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg. What is it per spot?
$5,000
as a budget.
Okay.
As a budget.
So, I mean, it does add up fast.
So I guess if we could also find out what... So one second. So if we could also find out what maybe Brooklyn Center pays currently.
Yeah, I have it on my desk.
Yeah, so we can just bring that to the presentation so we know some of the revenue that will come in for something like this.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Oh,
yeah, I'll be able to give you what they pay now and what they were anticipated to pay with the new rates. And then, I mean, we would obviously use that anyway to calculate what we're going to charge them.
Mm-hmm.
And my suggestion would be we charge them per animal. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just for how much they're going to use the facility.
All right, that works for me. So it seems like we're consensus. What works for what the police think makes the most sense. We'll get some information about Brooklyn Center usage and what they currently pay. And then Jay wanted to say something quickly.
Yeah, just a couple things really quick. You will see a note from Katrina about scheduling one-on-one meetings with me, just sort of mid-year check-ins.
Already got it.
Thanks. second thing is, I think Katrina put these on everybody's calendar a while ago, but tomorrow night is... We do a breakfast for staff. The managers make the breakfast. That's coming up on July 22nd, 6:30 to 9. But then for staff that don't work kind of those shifts, we also accommodate with a barbecue, and that's tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7:30 if you're able to make it. It's typically in the police garage, but we're moving it because of the heat to the training room at the police station. Again, if you're able to make it, great. If not, but just wanted to do a reminder. What?
I'm hazing right.
He deserves it.
All right. All right, if there's no further questions, the meeting is adjourned.
Yeah. I don't have AC at home.
I asked for a new boat.
That was my joke.
You can tell I didn't ask twice. And
tell
me one cut.
You learned.
No, as it turns out.
Oh, there goes the man in front of me.